princess of the enchanted forest. Until recently, you have not known me, but I've known you. I've watched you grow ever since you've been born. For you see, I love children. That's why I stop by for you each evening, so that you too may share the happy adventures of Nancy and Ronnie in the enchanted forest.
Yes, children, that was your friend, the Princess of the Enchanted Forest. If you've been listening to WKBN every evening at this time, the Princess is already an old friend of yours. Stavo Thompsons have made it possible for the Princess to call for you here each evening at 5:15 from now until Christmas. Each evening except Saturdays and Sundays, that is. Now, as we left our friends last night, Ronnie and Happy were plotting to solve the mystery of the packages which have been mysteriously placed around the enchanted forest. Who is putting the packages there? That's the big mystery which Santa Claus refuses to tell. With eyes so bright, like wind so swift, on wings of light, each child a gift. Have you been able to solve the riddle? At the close of last night's chapter, Happy and Ronnie were planning to stay awake until everyone else was sound asleep, then tiptoe into Santa's room and get the big key he wears at his belt. A key they believe will unlock the secret mystery package vault. Let's see how their little plan worked out.
Psst. Psst. Are you still awake, Ronnie?
Yes. Are you?
Sure I am. You think I talk in my sleep? Wonder what time it is.
Golly. Must be awful late. You've been lying here a long time now.
Yeah, seems like hours. But it mustn't be 10 yet. I haven't heard the clock strike.
No, neither have I.
You know what I can't figure out is on wings of light.
Maybe it's a sunbeam. It has bright eyes and it's swift.
Yeah, but did you ever see a sunbeam deliver a package? Ooh, that's silly.
Yeah, guess you're right.
Three, four,
five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. This is it.
10 o'clock. Come on. Hey, now, we gotta be real quiet now. Don't you don't make noise getting out of bed.
That was a smart idea, wearing our clothes to bed.
It sure saves time. Now we'll tiptoe down to the hall of Santa's room. Quiet now. Let's see if he's still asleep.
How will we know?
We'll know all right. Come on now. You stay right behind me.
Easy with that door. You want to wake up the whole castle?
Golly whipples, everything sounds so loud in the middle of the night. Listen. I guess we're all right. Here we go. Come on. What do you think? Is he asleep?
I'll see what you mean.
All right.
Sure, he's asleep. He's sawing wood like anything. Now, don't rattle this knob or we're sunk.
All right, quiet now.
Find it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, boy. Now we'll find the secret of the mystery.
Boy, this key just fits the secret vault. Oh, if it only does.
Oh, yes. But what if it doesn't?
I'm sure it does. Uh-huh. What other key would he keep on his belt all the time? You heard him say that the only two people in the world had a key to the secret vault.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Well, then this must be the key. We'll soon find out. Golly whipples, it's dark in here at night. Can you see anything?
Not very well. Just when the moonlight shines in the windows. Happy, how do you get to the circular stairway?
Well, that's easy. Just follow me now. I remember just what it looked like.
Jiminy, I never saw such a place with so many doors. They all look alike to me. Are you sure you know where you're going,
Sure, Captain? I'm sure, silly. I have a perfect memory. Yes. I feel your way along this wall. See? We're almost to the circular stairway.
Gee. It's kind of spooky in here. The way the moonlight puts shadows on the walls.
Yeah, every once in a while I think I see somebody, but it's only a shadow. Here it is. Here's the stairway.
Gee, looks different at night. Are you sure this is the right one?
Sure. Come on now. Follow me.
Boy, is it dark.
Sure it's dark. Hey, here, let's hold hands. Feel along the outside with the other hand. Oh, golly whipples, why did I think to bring a flashlight or something?
I ain't time to think about it now.
Be quiet, silly. You'll have them calling out to God. Shh. Huh? Mm-hmm. Guess no one heard you.
You know something? The further I go, the less curious I get. Right now, I just as well be back in bed.
Oh, be brave. Be brave like I am, see? I'm not afraid.
Yeah. Then why are you shaking so?
Oh, that... climbing stairs always gives me the shakes. Hey! Here we are at the third floor. So far, so good. Now we gotta find the door that fits this key of Santa's.
Why don't you just try them all? Then when we find the one that fits, that will be the mystery package vault.
Hey, swell idea. It's so dark up here, I can't tell one door from another. Hey, slide your hands around the wall here, see, like this? And let me know when you come to a door.
This feels like one right now. Here, bring the key over here.
Now, if we can only find the keyhole. Hey, here it is. Now, let's see. That must not be the one. It won't turn. Hey, let's go on to the next one.
Ooh, here's another door. Try this one.
Golly Whipples, it works!
Oh,
it works!
Boy, open her up!
Okay.
Golly. Sounds spooky. What do you see?
Can't see a thing. Oh, it's pitch black.
What do we do now?
Oh, I wish we had a light. Guess the best thing to do is to take a good hold of each other's hand and go in real slow like this. Ooh, 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 I'm pulling! Ooh, help!
Hey, you're pulling me too! Hey. Yay! Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Hey, we're trying not to shoot!
Oh, hold on, Dan, I got my behind you!
Hey, this is kind of fun! Boy, are we going fast?
Where are you supposed to land?
I don't know, but oh, here dear. Comes the end of the chute! Looks like
no!
Snow. No, no, but it ain't the secret package mystery vault. No, sir.
I'll say.
Oh, my golly, Wibbles. You look funny. Just like a snowman.
How about yourself? Boy, I wonder what happened.
Yeah, I know one thing that happened.
What?
We made one big wrong guess about Santa's key. Still haven't solved the mystery of the mystery packages. And besides, here we are way out here in the Enchanted Forest in the middle of the night.
Oh, dear. I wonder if we're inside or outside the invisible wall.
Can't tell, but we're a long ways from the castle. Anyway, we can see where we're going.
Yeah, thank heavens for that. Let's follow this road and see where it goes.
Hey, wait a minute. Looks like there's a fire over yonder, behind that thicket.
You're right. Who do you suppose it could be?
Whoever it is, they're up to no good. You can bet on that. Easy now. I hear someone. Listen, Ronnie.
Jehoshaphat! It's the old witch!
What do you know? I wonder what she's cooking up in that cauldron. Hey, she's singing something. Let's hear what she's singing.
Call that singing? Sounds more like a drum. Like she's putting a curse on somebody. Listen.
This time, the witch will not fail. Through all night I wait. Now my watch is rewarded. I know now who puts the mystery packages in the box. And I have consulted the evil spirit for a special potion which will cast a spell on her. One drink from this brew and she will be in my power. And then the mystery packages will be mine.
Did you hear that? She's planning to put a spell on someone in order to get the mystery packages.
Yeah, and who is that someone?
Must be the one who puts the mystery packages around the enchanted forest. Hey, maybe we'll solve the mystery after all.
Golly Whipples, maybe we will. Ooh, let's listen some more.
Tooth of frog and hair of dog. Toadstools gathered near a log. Root of vine and rotten wine. Make the mystery packages mine. One drink of brew. Her power is through. With naught on earth for her to do to break the spell. 'Cause I won't tell the magic word.
Did you hear what she said? If anyone drinks the brew, they'll fall under her witch's spell. The only way the spell can be broken is for someone to say the magic word, Pumpernel.
Golly Whipples, hey, we may yet save the day. Nobody knows that magic word but us. We've got to follow her and see what she's up to.
She's filling a bottle with brew now. Then it goes into her basket. Psst, she's coming this way. Quick, duck.
Now, where did I put that broom? Drat it. Oh, here it is. No, Foxy Woxy won't laugh at me after tonight. Nor that everlasting happy rabbit. I hate people who are always cheerful. But tonight, nobody is around to spoil my scheme. And now to ride my broom over the treetops until she comes.
Boy, look at her take off. She's clear up over the treetops already.
Look at her sailing around there like a big old lazy buzzard, just waiting to pounce.
Bet that's just what she's gonna do, too. Come on, let's keep our eyes on her. Something tells me we're going to be needed before long.
I think you're right, Ronnie. And it's lucky for somebody that we overheard that old witch.
Gee, I'll say. I wonder what the she looks like.
Something tells me we're just about to solve the mystery of those mystery packages. With eyes so bright, like wind so swift.
On wings of light, each child a gift.
Well, it's certainly seems that Ronnie and Happy are about to stumble onto a solution to the mystery package. And who do you suppose the old witch is looking for? And what will happen when whoever she is drinks the magic potion? Don't fail to be on hand tomorrow evening when the princess calls for you at this very same spot on your dial. Yes, sir. Be sure to listen in at 5:15 tomorrow evening when Stambo Thompsons bring you the next thrilling chapter of The Mystery of the Enchanted Forest. Tomorrow evening, boys and girls, we'll learn more about the adventures of Happy and Ronnie on their midnight expedition into the Enchanted Forest. By the way, would you like to have a mystery package all for your very own? You can, you know, and without any magic potion either. Just have Mother take you down to Stambo Thompson's huge toy department on the second floor. You'll find a mystery package there just for you and all for 25 cents. Then you too may open your mystery package on Christmas along with Ronnie and Nancy. Not only that, Gruffy will be there and Happy the Rabbit and even Foxy Woxy right in the window to greet you. Big as life. And you'll be able to look through the windows of the mystery castle and see what's on the inside. Don't miss all the fun. And don't miss the next thrilling adventure tomorrow evening at 5:15 of The Mystery Castle. Mystery Castle is written by Ella Mae Castile, directed and produced by Chick Lind, sound effects by Howard Rempus. Mm-hmm.